52-year-old Kenneth Harrison has been cleared of child pornography charges after police seized a child sex doll order from Japan. It's a case that has taken 6 years to make its way through the courts. VOCM court reporter Renella Groh was there for the verdict and joins us now.
Thank you, Patty, and good morning. 6 years ago, in March 2013, the Canada Border Services Agency intercepted a package from Japan for Mr. Kenneth Harrison. It was determined that inside that package was a sex doll that depicted a child. Harrison testified in court that he ordered that sex doll to fill the void left by an infant son who died suddenly in the 80s, and said the doll he ordered was not the doll that arrived. In handing down his decision yesterday in St. John's Provincial Court, Judge Mark Pike told the court that he accepted the evidence of Crown expert witness Dr. Peter Collins, a forensic psychiatrist out of Ontario, who testified that the doll was indeed child pornography. The judge found Harrison's reasoning didn't make sense and that the doll classified as child pornography, but the judge said with the absence of any evidence to suggest the doll was in fact what Harrison ordered, he found the Crown failed to prove its case and withdrew the charges. Defense lawyer Bob Buckingham responded to the decision outside the courtroom.
Mr. Buckingham, your reaction to the verdict?
There's two reactions to the verdict. One is speaking on behalf of Mr. Harrison. He is relieved that this matter has been resolved and concluded in his favor. And I'll have a comment on that. The second one is a professional legal analysis with respect to the decision. First of all, Mr. Harrison wishes to say he's relieved that this matter is over with, and that his advice to people is to be careful as to what you order online from here on in. And he wants to get on with the rest of his life. He's been under conditions for the last 6 years. This has been quite stressful on him, as you know and observe from, of course, you know, what happened when he gave evidence on the witness stand. So we're glad that it's resolved, and it's been a long case. It's been a team effort with respect to this case. We're working with Ms. Whalen of our team and my paralegals and support staff, administrative assistants behind us. This has been a long, drawn-out battle. We've raised every single legal issue that we could with respect to this matter, and we doggedly pursued it. We were happy to do it on behalf of Mr. Harrison, and we're really pleased that he stuck with us as we raised every possible legal argument on his behalf. The nature of the case necessitated raising a lot of issues, a lot of legal arguments, because this issue has never been tried in Canada before, which brings me to the professional issue with respect to the matter. It's disappointing that we were not provided with reasons as to why the judge accepted the expert's witness, the expert's evidence. There's no help to us or to the public with respect to the definition of child pornography. It was a 30-second decision. We challenged the evidence of Dr. Collins throughout on this. He was qualified by the court. Collins's evidence, in fact, was basically, you know, pseudoscience. He made it up as he went along on the witness stand. It was incredible that his evidence was accepted, and it's unfortunate that the judge did not give reasons for that, because we're now not able to understand his reasoning as to why he accepted Collins' evidence. The piece of foam that's before the court, in my opinion, and it's only my opinion, is not child pornography. The judge has made a decision otherwise, and that stands. Unfortunately, given the way the decision has been made, we're not able to challenge that, and that stands. You're not able to see that piece of foam, and I'm not able to show you that piece of foam. But what was required in this particular case, because it was the only one, the first one of its nature fought in Canada, was an explanation as to why the expert's evidence was accepted. And so there's no direction for anyone with respect to this. So professionally, it's disappointing to me not to have that that assistance.
How would things have been different for you had that doll been assembled by RCMP, at the beginning of this?
Well, that's a question for the expert. I mean, you know, for instance, in the terms of the case, the expert said, you know, the doll is the sum of its parts. And so he wasn't able to give an opinion on it because the doll was the sum of its parts, but the judge accepted his opinion that it was child pornography. notwithstanding the contradiction that the document, that the piece of foam is the sum of its parts. It's a bit incredible, but you know, that's the nature of the beast, and so the judge has made his decision with respect to that item. I would like to be able to challenge that somehow, but at this stage we're unable to.
Mr. Harrison, is there anything you'd like to say here today?
No comment. Mr. Buckingham has already made my statement for me.
Linda Beaudoin is a self-proclaimed advocate for child protection and public safety. She lives in Ontario. She traveled here to the province to hear the verdict. She also spoke with reporters following the decision.
Very disappointed. He ordered it, and the proof is all there, recorded, documented. But because of the reasonable doubt factor, he gets a not guilty verdict. And I'm very concerned about this matter. They said that this case would set precedents in other cases, which are one in BC, one in Ontario, and one in New Brunswick. Other similar cases, and they were going to use the results, the outcome of this case, to set precedents. And I'm very concerned about that. In Toronto, they also spoke about the media said it was featuring stories of sex doll brothels, and it's just escalating. Where does this all fit into? The child sex doll with the sex doll business.
Now, Patty, an interesting part of this story is an exchange that happened between Beaudoin and Buckingham following court. Beaudoin accused Buckingham of supporting pedophiles, something Buckingham found very insulting.
Have you seen this stuff? Have you looked at this stuff? Do you know what you're talking about? And to suggest that...
Border Crossing does.
Have you spoken to Border Crossing? Have they showed you the doll? That's an insult.
If they showed it...
That's an insult.
If they showed the doll...
To me as a member
if they
of the
show
bar.
The dog, you would be helping
go away.
The cause of pedophilia.
Go away. I have a job as a defense counsel. I'll raise every issue as a defense counsel. I will defend my clients.
Pardon,
to suggest, to suggest,
me, I just asked
to
you
suggest,
some questions.
No, you infer that I supported pedophiles. That's an insult. That's an insult. It shows a lack of understanding.
Is that right? I'm a survivor and I'm quite well about pedophiles.
It shows a lack of understanding.
Is that right?
Defense counsel in this country.
They're deceivers and cunning and
any more reasonable questions?
That's what pedophiles are.
I think you need some help.
No, I don't.
Go get it. Sorry.
Mr. Harrison has been living under court-ordered conditions for the past 6 years while this case has been making its way through the legal system. Today, he's free of the charges and those conditions. Patty?
Thank you very much, Ronell. Obviously a fascinating case and a testy exchange there to wrap it up. We'll discuss some of the circumstances surrounding that and in broad strokes on Open Line coming up at 9 o'clock.